Senior Melbourne Catholic clergy say there's a groundswell of support in their ranks for an independent inquiry into the handling of sexual abuse complaints. Among those supporting calls for an independent inquiry is the Archbishop's advisor on sexual abuse issues. He says an independent inquiry would be costly, but it would help. Alison Caldwell reports.
Father Tony Kerrin is the Episcopal Vicar for Justice and Peace in the Archdiocese of Melbourne. Along with several other priests, he's recently been meeting with victims of sexual abuse through a victims' advocacy group. He says an independent inquiry into the handling of abuse complaints is needed.
I would say there's growing appreciation among the clergy of the seriousness and significance of this problem of church sexual abuse. And I also believe that most of the priests around the traps would say, we're dealing with it now. What can we do about what's happened in the past?
And how would an independent review or an independent inquiry help?
Well, I don't think an independent inquiry is going to find anything majorly untoward, but you can't say that to people who believe that there is something disordered about the church's response. They're looking for someone other than the church to assure them that the best efforts are being made. Will an independent inquiry clear the air? Well, perhaps it would, but only if the critics of the church response are satisfied that the inquiry is being made by someone of their liking.
An independent sort of judicial kind of figure.
Yes, someone who holds their respect.
Since 1996, the Melbourne Catholic Archdiocese has used its own commissioner to investigate sexual abuse complaints, a system which is separate to the national Towards Healing system of dealing with abuse. More than 300 sexual abuse victims have received compensation from the Catholic Church. Geelong priest Father Kevin Dillon agrees with Father Tony Kerrin. He says there's a groundswell of support among Melbourne's clergy for an independent inquiry along the lines of what happened in Ireland.
This has been really quite a cleansing exercise for the church, ultimately, particularly in Ireland, with a very courageous archbishop. There's a lot of bleeding, there's a lot of ongoing hurt, but ultimately it's seen something which is going to turn the church around there. The whole notion of independence, it's got to come from outside the church.
Geelong priest Father Kevin Dillon ending Alison Caldwell's report.